Hi, this is a college student at the University of Washington recording my first podcast for English 121B, specifically about my volunteering that I'm about to partake in at the Boys and Girls Club of North Seattle. First, I'm going to address my personal service learning goals. My first goal, obviously, is just to get it done. I mean, it is a required component of the class, which raises some issues in my mind. How can you have required volunteering? But beyond that, a second goal I have is to develop more of a good citizen, good community ethic within myself, because as of now, I don't feel that I have the zealous drive and desire to give, quote, give back to the community that it seems that a lot of other people have. And if I find, I'm not sure right now, but if this is really an ideal that is good to have, then I hope this service learning will teach me to want to give back to my community more. But on the same side, after reading Illichin Cruz, I don't really know if I want to become, give back to the community. I don't know if I want to pave the road to hell with good intentions. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Any anxieties or fears that I have about service learning? Really, the only fear I have about volunteering at North Seattle is that I'm going to get stuff stolen. Not to implicate any of the kids there as criminals, but when I was going through my orientation, towards the end of the orientation, this little kid came up to the director of the Boys and Girls Club and said, "Hey, my bike's been stolen. Can I get a ride home?" And I was like, "Wow, that kid's bike just got stolen, probably parked right outside the youth center. That's no good. I hope they have like a backpack locker where I can lock my backpack up." So, I mean, I can definitely communicate that fear to the community partner, who I assume the community partner means the volunteering director. And another anxiety that comes up after reading Illich's argument is that I won't be able to get along with these kids just because of the style of life and income disparity and all that. But I mean, I'm 18. There's only a couple years separating us, and it shouldn't be too bad. We're all young, and we all have the same idea of fun. So, yeah. I'm just concerned that it might be difficult for me to make a public service announcement or whatever the project is at the end. Me speaking for them, since I really don't know where they're coming from, but maybe at the end of this service learning component, I'll be able to speak more from their point of view. So, yeah, that's the end of podcast one.